Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he is our Rams insider. Kevin, my man, we had another scrimmage taking place this morning. What stood out to you, my man?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, we're still in sort of that improvement phase where it's not quite, you know, game ready, if that makes sense. So you have some situational stuff, you know, a lot of red zone work today, things like that. The defense, I would say, had another good day. This defense, you know, again, it's still early. We'll see. But you can start to get, I think, kind of optimistic about this defense. They have some good players. I think the depth is actually better than I anticipated. So you had some good players. Cameron Carter, a guy who in spring, you know, basically was knocked down the depth chart, and the coaching staff, basically, you know, they flat out challenged him, and he's responded really well. He made a really nice play in a red zone drill. So a lot of that, you know, positive, you know, energy and plays from the defense. And then the offense looked solid. They picked up the pace when they were doing, you know, kind of full field type scrimmage stuff. They were playing at a pretty good clip. You know, Matt Mummy said that they want to, you know, keep working on that pace, start playing a little faster, and he was pretty happy with how they did. But like I kind of suggested, they did have some red zone struggles, and that was sort of the one source of frustration from the offense. But overall, pretty good day for them, and they were a little limited. Torrey Horton, Melquan Stovall didn't take part in the live type stuff. They were catching passes earlier, but didn't do the live hitting and things like that. So they were getting the young, you know, the freshmen a lot of reps. So it wasn't, you know, necessarily your 100% full offense. They weren't really throwing the deep ball very much today. But overall, I think a pretty positive day as, you know, they're about to inch into actual game prep mode. But yeah, I think it was a solid day, even an awkward one. You know, Jay Norvell is still not there because he has COVID right now. So everyone said, obviously, not ideal not having him there, but it seems like they felt like they're getting their work done as they need to be.
Boy, and not as extreme, obviously, with Coach Bobo a few years ago, but you remember he wasn't able to kind of be there at the beginning portion of that season a few years back, too. And again, COVID, that situation different. Sounds like Coach Norvell is going to be just fine, but it's still like, you know, not ideal 2 weeks away, and Coach has kind of not been there for a couple of days because of COVID. So I don't imagine that's going to be a big deal, but it just kind of reminded me of those Bobo days.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of had the same thought as well. Like you say, obviously a totally different situation, and the program's in a different spot too. You know, it was kind of in disarray at that time. The last thing they needed was that absence, whereas I think things are feeling pretty good. The good thing with the offense is obviously Matt Mummy and Jay Norvell are very connected. So offensively, yeah, Mummy now takes over, you know, calling plays and stuff in a scrimmage like this with Norvell out. But obviously Jay and Matt are very in sync on their offensive feelings. So, yeah, at least on the offensive side, they can, you know, kind of keep doing what they're doing, just, you know, slightly different voice.
Yeah, and you're right. It's a different situation, and, you know, it's a few days. It's not the end of the world. Luckily, you know, you get it over with, and he should be back very soon. Although I am reading some emails, or I read some this morning, it does change a few things for how tomorrow's media day will look.
Yeah, some shuffling around, you know, just with the uncertainty, obviously. You don't really 100% know when he'll be back, you know, until he's cleared and is able to come back. But they hope he'll be back later this week, and things can kind of, you know, click on like normal. But, you know, it's kind of just, you know, the way we're living right now. Everyone knows this is possible. So it seems like the team as a whole has kind of taken, you know, I don't want to say a shoulder shrug as if they don't care, but a shoulder shrug as if, you know, they kind of know there's a thing that can happen and just move on and do what they need to do.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Okay, going back then to the scrimmage stuff. Any cause for red flags when you're seeing not as sharp in the red zone? I know that's obviously for any team, and especially a team that we expect to score a lot of points. Is that a cause for concern at this point, even though it's just a scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, I would say slight concern as in the, you know, take it as obviously you need to improve that. But again, you know, you didn't have Torrey Horton there. You didn't have Melkon Stovall there. That's two pretty good weapons. And then, yeah, it's still camp. I mean, that's the whole point of practice. If everyone's perfect, you wouldn't have to work on those things. So it's one of those keep an eye on once the season starts, but certainly, you know, no alarm bells or anything right now.
Do you think Tanner Arkin's going to be a big weapon in the red zone? They're going to be using him a lot?
Yeah, I think we'll see some of him. It'll be interesting to see, you know, when they are in the red zone, sort of how they operate. You know, is it a lot of jump balls to your taller guys? Is it, you know, some quick flare-type routes, some, you know, creative screens, or what's it going to be? But, yeah, I mean, Arkin's a big-body guy that, you know, we always talked about Trey McBride last year, of like, why don't you just have him go box out some defensive players and create some space? And, you know, Arkin's a big boy. He can probably do some of that as well. So, yeah, I think he's a guy that you'll see some in those red zone opportunities.
All right, so Kevin, okay, be straight with me here. We talked to Mike Brohard earlier, too, and he said they have a special teams coach. You're talking about them utilizing a tight end in the red zone. What are we talking about here, man? Is this real? Is this real football?
It's craziness. it's a whole new world, isn't it?
It's absolutely nuts, man. We were talking a little bit earlier about just media, coaches drops. Like, currently the coaches that we cover, and especially with Nico Medved and Jay Norvell at CSU, a lot of nice guys, just great dudes. They're calculated, they're cool, calm, collected. I will say this, Kevin, and you're not going to miss this, but I'm going to miss some soundbite opportunities. I will say this, we don't have a lot of those in this even in the state now. There's not a lot of soundbite dudes out there anymore.
Press conferences will be different this year. I think the post-game pressers will look and sound a lot different. That's for sure.
Yeah, no question about it, man. All right, so what do we got? We're getting closer and closer. Not this weekend, but next weekend we'll see Wyoming in action. And then, of course, the following weekend we see CSU and Michigan. I posted the question that I went to you with last week about it will be a failed season if CSU doesn't, whatever. Most of the fans on our Twitter or our poll, Kevin, are saying they don't have a winning record. Not just a bowl. They expect at least 7 wins.
I mean, sure. That's fans. You know, that would be nice. I think 7, you know, in the regular season is possible. I don't think that's impossible, but I don't think that is the bottom line. You know, if you're less than 7-5, it was a failed season. I don't think that's looking at the whole situation in a very practical manner, if I'm being honest.
I'm with you. I'm looking at it going, I definitely need to see, and I think you said this, and I agree 100%, I need to see more wins than last year. I need to see at least 4 for me to feel, you know. And again, Jay Norvell's not going anywhere. They could lose every game next year. It's not like he's going anywhere.
Yeah.
But I expect them to, you know, at least be sniffing around a bowl game appearance. So I'm thinking, yeah, I expect at least 4-5. If you win 5 games, I'm still pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I agree that, to me, kind of 5 is more where I put it, of with the schedule, you should probably reach that point. I don't think it's a guarantee, but I think that is probably, you know, where you should hope to reach for, you know, as a minimum.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin, my man, well, we'll see you. I'll probably, I don't know if I'll be out exactly with the time change of everything with the media day tomorrow. So at some point, I'll see you around. We'll see you in studio next week for the first show of Rams Weekly as well. So I'm excited about that, my man.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back out in the world, excited for our show to get started. There's a lot happening. It's crazy. You know, you say in Wyoming next week, CSU, you know, barely more than 2 weeks out. It feels pretty wild that we're that close.
I know. I was reading the CSU emails talking about getting into the actual game week feel. I mean, it's crazy. We're already there. Kevin, what are you working on, man, that we can check out in the Colorado one in the next couple of days?
Yeah, I just posted a story from the scrimmage, you know, some things I saw at the scrimmage itself, and then some bigger picture look at, you know, kind of the depth chart, some of how the defense is coming together and things like that. And then, yeah, excited to have some good interviews tomorrow. Got some features coming and, in the near future on some of these players that fans will be seeing on the field a lot.
I love it. I love those in-depth stories as well, so we can get to know these teams and these players. Kevin, appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 33 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, Angel, guess what? The Nuggets schedule just came out.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at it.
Where'd you? Okay, I'm looking. I'm getting stories about it right now, but I'm looking for the full schedule. Where is it? How do I get it?
I know our friend Katie Wingy has it on her Twitter.
Okay, I'm just going to go to Twitter. Okay, I'll do that. Well, we'll take a break. 33 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.